The following is a broadcast of 1-800-LAW-CALL. Let's begin, Jim, by hearing about the knee replacement surgery that, well, turned into a knee amputation. Wow.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
This patient, Frank, was 57 years old and, as you said, had a knee replacement. And during the procedure, there was an injury to the popliteal artery. And for the benefit of our listeners, the popliteal artery is the artery that supplies blood to the knee and the muscles in the thigh and calf. That injury was not recognized, unfortunately, at the time of the surgery. In the recovery room, the patient seemed to be doing okay, but that evening, approximately 8 hours after the surgery, the plaintiff's foot became numb, and she was no longer able to wiggle her toes or dorsiflex her foot. Dorsiflex means move the foot up and down. It was at that time, due to these problems, that the nurse on duty called the surgeon's partner, who assumed that the symptoms were caused by anesthesia from the surgery, and the surgeon did not come in. The next morning, the physician's assistant for the group of physicians that had performed the surgery made rounds and noted that the patient had not improved and that there was now no pulse in the right foot. At that point, the physician's assistant went to the operating room and located yet another partner of the surgeon, Frank, who performed the procedure, and informed him of the plaintiff's condition. At that point, the surgeon completed two more surgeries before going to assess the patient. That's according to him. There was nothing in the medical records, however, that showed that this physician actually went to see the patient. The doctor claimed that he was told that the patient was doing better and that he did not need to see her. The nurses, however, said that they told the patient, or they told the doctor, that the patient was not doing well and that the patient needed to be seen immediately. Regardless of who you believe here, Frank, the patient was not assessed, had not improved, and gradually declined. By the following day, the condition was even worse, with the foot now being cold. And it was only at that time that a vascular surgeon was called in. The patient was then transferred that day by helicopter to another hospital where an attempt was made to save the leg. Unfortunately, as you alluded to earlier, by the time surgery had occurred, an above-knee amputation was performed, and this was a tragedy that could and should have been avoided.
It certainly was a tragedy, and this doctor, this surgeon, seemed to have a cavalier attitude about everything. First of all, you know, he's told that the foot was numb, had become numb, and then just assumed that it was because of anesthesia. So he already was aware that the foot was numb, and there was a problem there, and then at some point goes on to two more surgeries, not on the person who had the numb foot, and never really gave the time of day to the patient who was, as we find out, was in dire straits there.
That's exactly right. And when you have this type of surgery, a knee replacement, and you're talking about a patient postoperatively who has a numb foot, is having difficulty wiggling her toes and moving her foot, that should immediately give rise to a suspicion that there's some type of vascular injury. When you've got an injury to the popliteal nerve, that is a medical emergency. The standard of care requires an immediate vascular surgery consult and repair as soon as possible. Because if you don't repair the injury as soon as possible, there's going to be a lack of blood flow to the extremity, as there was in this case.
Gangrene sets in? What happened here?
Here, I mean, the foot eventually turned cold because there was no circulation there. It was not receiving any blood. And if you talk about a part of the body going long enough without receiving any blood flow, that area is going to die off.
Sure.
And that's exactly what happened here. It progressed from initially a numb foot and difficulty wiggling toes and dorsiflexing the foot, which, as I said, is moving the foot up and down, to over time, over the next couple of days, there was no pulse felt, and it eventually became cold because of complete lack of circulation. And as you said, Frank, it's rather a cavalier attitude to say, well, this is just a result of anesthesia. You need to assess the patient.
Sure. And make sure.
Yeah. And if there's any question, you bring in a vascular surgeon who is skilled and trained to repair these type of injuries. And had that happened here, they would have been able to salvage the limb.
Sure. Now, we'll never know maybe whether the nurses actually warned the doctor or not, but it doesn't really matter right now because we do know that the doctor at least erred here.
Correct. I mean, there's a factual dispute as to what the doctor was told, whether the doctor was told that the patient was doing better. There's a factual dispute between the nurses and the doctor on that point. But either way, clearly the healthcare providers here knew that there was a problem with the foot, and a physician did not come in a timely manner and assess the injury. And had that been done, it would have been quickly determined that there was a problem with the circulation here, and a vascular surgeon would have been brought in. And a vascular surgeon is the type of physician who needs to deal with these situations on an emergency basis.
Do you think nurses in this particular case should be adding to the patient's chart that we told the doctor or warned the doctor at such and such a time just to keep a record?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Frank, because one of the things that we see as plaintiff's attorneys is that sometimes there is a lack of documentation. You go to a particular patient's chart, and there's an absence of documentation, and then once a lawsuit's filed, whether it be the nurse or the doctor, we frequently hear the story, well, I did this and I did that, and it's not documented. And I've been told by other doctors that doctors and healthcare providers are trained that if it's not documented, it didn't happen.
Well, by the same token, you know, I can just imagine now this became protocol where nurses were to enter on the patient's chart. I notified, I won't say warned, but I'll say notified the doctor that the foot was numb. I can just imagine the doctor coming back in later on saying, what is this? And then reprimanding the nurse.
Certainly the nurses would have been in a much better position had that been documented at the time of the event. You know, I've also seen in other cases where notes are made after the fact, these so-called late entries, where after the injury is known to everybody, there's a note in the chart saying, well, hey, I alerted the doctor that there was a problem. So certainly for any healthcare provider listening, you're better off documenting what happened as it happened as opposed to not documenting it at all. But that's sort of a sidelight to this case here,
sure.
Frank. You know, the factual dispute between the doctor and the nurse here, what it boils down to here is that there was a problem with circulation.
Sure.
It was recognized.
And it was ignored.
It was not acted upon in a timely manner. This is a medical emergency.
And when things get serious like this, you get caught, then the games are played in many cases.
The views and opinions expressed on WCBN by the host, guest, and panelists do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or advertisers of the station. Proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program.